The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome to Winchester, Kansas. And Joseph the Echo's there, as Burgundy said, for high school basketball this evening here on K-Radio. It's non-league basketball. But a couple of teams whose series goes way back and who enjoy playing each year. Jefferson County North is hosting the Troy Trojans. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Quick look at the starters for these two teams. Girls team first. Guys game coming up after this. For Troy, under head coach Derek Jasper, Lady Trojans are going to be starting Harper Wetstein and Allie Franken, Carly Grable, Jaya Pierce, and Peyton Ingeman. For JCN and head coach Steve Knoll, it'll be Jocelyn Seaver and Claire Jobbins. Macy Thompson, who just jumps it off and JCN brings it down. Clara Johnson and Abby Laird. Here's a quick jump shot up and good for two. So as quickly as that, JCN has broken out on top, 2-0. Just 15 seconds into the ball game as Harper Webstein is going to bring it down the court for Troy. Trojans will swing it over to the right side, dish it off deep into the corner. Webstein will work away back on the top. Harper, a freshman, getting a start for this ball club here this evening. Comes out between the circles, Engelman. They'll dump it deep to the right edge, and JCN starting the ball game in a little 2-3 zone. Abby Laird playing at the 5 spot. Here's a feed over to the right block, shot up off the window, and good. So you got Carly Grable tying the game, and we are even at 2 apiece. Now the upcourt pass by JCN is going to be stolen away. Troy with a shot that won't go. Second shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by Abby. Here comes Jefferson County North. Claire Thomas will bring it into the forecourt. Travels. Claire looks at the official. I don't think I did, but yeah, maybe just a little bit. 7:02 to go. We're a minute into the ball game. Troy in the traveling blue uniforms with white lettering and trim for JCN. It's the home whites with Kelly Green. Here's a swing over to the right side. JCN will still stay in that zone. The feed, like they did a moment ago, back to the right block. Can't get the shot away this time. Now the pass out on top is batted free, stolen away. There comes Johnson. Claire goes into the lane. 1-on-3 charges. Yeah. Official's going to give us the official indication. Clara will pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul by either club. 6:45 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Coming to you from Winchester, Kansas here this evening. Pass is going to come out on top. Troy with the basketball around to the left side this time. They've been working to the right. This time to left and a three from deep in the left corner by Harper Wetstein. And the freshman makes it a 5-2 Troy lead. About a minute and a half into the game. Now the ball's going to be slapped out of bounds, and it's going to go off. JCN way back in Detroit. It'll be plenty of play right in front of Coach Jasper and the Lady Trojan bench. much time, but a left-hand dribble. We'll work it up the floor, take it over to the left wing, put it in the hands there of Allie Franken. Allie works to the top, swings it back left. Thought about the three, then don't step inside the circle for the jump shot up. It's going to be a little bit short. Macy's going to sweep down the board for Jeff Norris. And back up court, here come the Chargers. Into the forecourt, Claire. She'll swing it over to the left side. It's now Jocelyn Siever with a long cross court pass. Plenty of time, uncontested three. Got it! So for GCN, Claire Jobbins will tie the game at five. Back and forth ball game here in the early minutes. Pass coming down on top. It's going to be batted away into the backcourt, but recovered again by Troy. Ingman will have it. Bring it up to the top of the key. Swings over to the left side. Gets it to Wettstein there. Her bounce pass knocked away again. It's loose on the floor. Claire Johnson had it, but Troy's able to steal it back. And again, they're going to come up the floor and back into the forecourt. Skip past the free throw line now over to the left side.
Like oil changes and
I don't know what happened there.
Or more serious repairs like starters and alternators. Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Chester, Kansas, Joseph, you can let me know if we're coming through okay. Little text, 446 to go in the opening. Still a 5-5 ball game. Jason is going to make a substitution into the lineup. Jocelyn is going to check out. And it'll be Emily Langley coming into the game. Langley will bring it over to the right side, lob it over to the edge, comes back off on top for Troy. They work around the outside. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter, driving in. 12-foot jump shot up, no good. Rebound rolling around on the floor. JC is going to pick it up. Up the floor, then it's going to come to Johnson. Claire goes right side. Two-handed layup is good. Clara Johnson will have her first points in the ball game, and JC is back in front now at 7-5 at 4:20 to go in the first. Troy showing great patience. They've been able to defeat the zone to some extent, and that they've been able to get the ball into the middle. Now the ball is knocked away, and Claire's going to come up with yet another steal. Claire Johnson having a great defensive start to the game. We are halfway through the first. Lady Chargers with it to the right side of the free throw line. Comes way back out on top to Claire Johnson. Over to the left block this time. Macy out on top. Abby 17. Got it. Abby Laird with four, and it is now a 9-5 JCN lead for the 3:10 mark of the opening quarter. Lady Chargers have been very efficient coming down the court, forcing Troy to pass the ball a lot, probably not getting the shot they want. Here is a three, and it's going to round and round and good. Wow, the freshman, Harper Wettstein, keeping her team in this game. Troy back to within one. 9-8 with 2:45 to play in the first. Out of pass, out of the baseline, it's going to be off the fingertips of Emily Langley. Jocelyn Singer coming back in for JCN. Into the game for the Lady Trojans, going to come Gracie Grable and Mackenzie Christensen, a pair of sophomores. Troy with the basketball, trailing it by one. 2.5 left here in the first. High school girls basketball is streaming on Care Radio. And the guys' game coming up. Yes, the bounce to the left side. The layup is going to be up and good. Allie Franken. So Allie has her first bucket of the game. And back in front goes Troy at 10-9. Three-pointer. Good on the other end of the court. Claire Jobbins, second three of the game. And we've got a Troy timeout. We're going to take a break with Coach Jasper coming at 2:12 to play. Opening quarter in Winchester. It is JCN Lady Chargers 12, Troy 10.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Live. Here comes Troy with the basketball. Let's see if they made any adjustments to what they were doing coming out of their timeout. It is a 12-10 JC in lead. And both of these teams shooting extremely well from the outside. Now here's a pass in the middle, batted away, but it'll be saved by Westside. Troy's going to keep it alive. Here's a left-hand jump shot. Up, no good. Rebound slapped out of play. Coming back into Troy at their offensive end. Minute 46 to go in the first. It remains a 12-10 Chef North lead. Nice crowd on hand. Early game. A short JV girls game. Two quarters. Here's a runner in the lane. It's blocked and taken down by Macy. So JC getting a block, getting the offensive rebound, and up court for the basketball. Here they come. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. The drive over to the right side. The baseline runner's up and a little too strong. Clarick had a little too much on it. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Westside. She'll drive down coast to coast. Lay it up and good. Tell you what, Harper Westside having a huge opening quarter. She's already got 8 points and ties the game again at 12. Minute 14 left in the first. Over to the left side. Going up with the shot. And Emily Langley won't get it to go in, but she will get fouled. The whistle's going to be on Troy and the foul on Mackenzie Christensen. Going to be her first foul. That's the first foul of the game. Free throw here just a little bit short. Abby Laird is going to come back in for JC and taking out Thompson. And out of the game comes Allie Franklin. Checking in for Troy will be Emerson Weber. Free throw. Off the back of the rim, it won't go in. Laird with the rebound, goes for the putback and gets fouled. So as quickly as she comes into the ball game, Emerson Weber for Troy will pick up that foul. Emerson, another sophomore. Troy's got a very young team, a lot of freshmen and sophomores getting playing time. First free throw by Abby will come up a little bit short, hits the front lip of the rim and kicks away. She'll have one more shot. Just over a minute to play in the opening quarter. Still tied at 12. Second free throw here is perfect.
I got nothing.
So Abby Laird makes it 13-12. Jeff North.
Yeah, we were looking for those all night. Just sorry.
Swing over to the left side and comes back off on top. Here comes Troy with the basketball. They'll skip it over to the right. Ingham has thought about the three. Doesn't. Gets it to Westside. She has been the hot hand. Backs all the way to the center circle. Dumps it over to the right in the last minute now. To feed to the right side of the lane. The turnaround shot from about 8 or 9 is up. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Take it back again by Clara Johnson. Clara outlets left side. Here's Jobbins. She'll stop. Put the shot on his way from 3 point distance. It doesn't go in. Rebounding it down is Troy. They'll come back up the floor quickly. Westside to the top of the key with 37 seconds left in the first. Troy from 18 up. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Pulled back down. Followed up. And a foul on Langley. Kimberly will pick up her first foul. Two free throws coming the way of Troy and stepping to the line for the Lady Trojans, Mackenzie Christensen. No, they got Peyton Engelman. Peyton.
Oh, shoot, who was that foul on?
Peyton Engelman's first free throw won't quite go in. Going to have one more in here. Long look, second shot. A little off to the left side. Rebounding it down. Jeff North. Another rebound for Abby Laird. Lady charges up the floor. 23. 20 seconds now to go in the first quarter. It is a one-point Charger lead. Over to the left block. Macy. Back out on the wing. Baseline jump shot too strong. Offensive board. Followed up and rolling in. Knocking it down is going to be Langley. Troy's got a chance, so they're going to have to step it up into the forecourt with 5. That's plenty of time. Top of the key. They're running 3. Off the rim, and the rebound charges. We come to the end of the first. First quarter of the ladies' game in the book. It has been a seesaw battle. Your score after 1. Jefferson County North 15, Troy 13.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
everybody here in Winchester, Kansas. We're set to go to the second quarter. It is a 15-13 lead. Now, Joseph, I hear nothing coming out of the board. Still, I'll assume that you're making some adjustments back there. 15-13. JCN in front. Scoring recap from the opening quarter. It has been all Harper Wetstein. The freshman has been fantastic. 8 opening quarter points. 2 apiece then for Franken and Graylin, and 1 for Ingeman. Here we go the other way. JCN will take the inbound. The shot goes up. Won't go. Follow shot. Won't go. Troy with a rebound. Back the other way. They're going to come. 15-13. Long 2 is on its way from the right side. It does the drop for Troy. That time they showed less patience, going pretty quickly to getting a shot underway. And the cross-court pass is going to get away, go out of bounds. Going to come back in here too. Jefferson County North. Troy going to the bench. They have brought a freshman, Nicole Judd, into the game. Pass comes out on top for Abby and trying to steal the ball away. And it's going to be a Harper Wetstein foul. Her first foul of the game. Troy, team foul 3. 7.5 to go in the opening half. Jocelyn Siever, one of only 3 seniors on the JCN team, will do the inbound work. She brings it out to Clara. Johnson, a junior, backs away, heels in the center circle, goes left side, Laird. Abby pivots with the right foot on the right side of the free throw line, will cut into the lane, stop, pull away, 13-footer, hits the front of the rim, and it doesn't go in. Rebound, Troy. Ingeman, up the floor with it, quickly down the right side. Looks into the middle, it's nothing there, brings it back off on top, it's going to be Judd with it. She's got it on the wing, fully 2 steps above the circle. Now over to the left side. The 2 is up and good. Got the bucket for Grable. And Carly will have her 4th point. And now the inbound is going to be stolen and put up and in by Ingeman. 6:49 to play. And another JCN pass is stolen. Back down the right side, and we're going to get a foul on Macy Thompson. So hitting the jump shot, a steal and a lay-in on the inbound, and then a steal on the subsequent up-court play. Many Chargers haven't gotten this thing across mid-court in something of a while. Laird will come out of the game and Langley back in for head coach Steve Noel. 6:41 to play in the first half. 17-15. Side a little too long and a rebound. Troy's going to chase it down to the corner. They bring it off on top, but it's going to be stolen. Clara Johnson with a steal. She brings it down the court. 1-on-3. Has it slapped out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Heather Garner. Give it to Troy. It's going to be Trojan basketball. Both coaches rotating a lot of players in and out of the game. Allie Franken back in for Troy. 6:20 to play in the first half. Troy on the road here tonight with a basketball, leading it by a pair. JCN sticking with the zone, and as the feed goes into the middle, it's going to be stolen, and then stolen back by Troy. What Troy is aggressive. They're alert. They don't give up on any plays. Here's a jumper from the left side. It's good for 2. And the bucket by Judd. It is now 15-19. And 6-point run by Troy right now for the right side of the free throw line. A turnaround shot hit by Emily Langley. She's got 4. 19-17, Troy. Still 5.5 minutes to play in the opening half. Crowd continued to file its way in here. The Jefferson County North High School Gymnasium here in Winchester, Kansas. Troy with the ball, a couple of left-hand dribbles. Behind the back, bounce pass down toward the baseline, brought back out to the left side, and now top of the key between the circles goes Ingeman. Peyton works it over to the left side. Quickly puts it for a moment over there to Judd. Judd looks in, now feeds into the lane, turning from 13, the shot not going to fall. Rebound, Lady Chargers. So JCN comes up with the ball, and the ball knocked away again, saved back by Jeff North. They didn't have a trouble with that. A very aggressive player defense being employed here by Troy. 4:45 to play in the opening quarter. 19-17, Troy in front. Charges to the basketball, now working around to the left side. Claire Jobbins has it. Dribbles first to the top. back to the right side, plays off the screen, dumps it over to Clara Johnson. She'll lob underneath on the give and go, and Thompson's going to have her shot blocked by a much shorter player. And jump ball called belongs again to Troy. This time, Coach Knoll is going to make a substitution. They're going to have a little height to the lineup. Back into the game is going to come Abby Laird. Jocelyn will check out. So for JCN, you've got both Laird and Langley. And also Thompson. So you've got 3 6-foot players out there. Troy with a basketball leading it by a pair. Just over halfway here in the first half. Ball is going to be tipped, but saved out on top. Wettstein. Wettstein with 8 opening quarter points. I'm not sure she's even taken a second quarter shot yet. Here's a shot blocked by Macy Thompson. It's on the floor. Langley comes down with it and trying to reach in to steal it away. We're going to get a Troy foul. Whistle is on. Troy's Mackenzie Christensen. It'll be her second. Four substitutions coming in for head coach Derek Jasper, the Lady Trojans, and JCN. You know, with full court pressure, gets the ball in play. They're going to have to move it a little bit here. They're standing with it in the backcourt, and it is taking them a long time. Getting it across the timeline. Here comes Claire Jobbins. Her pass in the middle is going to be batted away. It's going to be saved again by Langley. She'll feed over to the left block, back out on top. 3-point shot. Claire off the window and good for three. Clara Johnson, 5th point. Puts JCN back in front by 1 at 20-19. We're at 3.5 to go first half. Wettstein swings it over to the right side. Gets it there. Franken. JCN continues to work that zone. They've shifted the zone a little bit now. Looks more almost like 1-3-1. Here's a running one-handed shot. Up and good. And 10 points now for Harper Wettstein. And back in front goes Troy with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Girls high school basketball here this evening on Care Radio. Bounce pass down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Jeff Norris. Peyton Ingeman and Jaya Pierce back in for Troy. Jocelyn Seaver coming back in for Jeff Norris. Jocelyn's going to come in, and out of the lineup will come Macy Thompson. It is JC and basketball coming into their offensive baseline. 2:57 to go here in the opening half. Long pass comes way out on top. It's going to be Claire. Jobbins looks to the middle and goes to the right side. Seaver. Beautiful entry pass, and the layup won't go. Following her own shot, up and good. Abby didn't get the first one to fall, but she got her own rebound and put it back up and in. 22-21. Jeff North back in front. 2.5 to play in the half. Wettstein with it. Looks inside, no room. Goes back over to the left to Ingeman. She'll launch a three that rims out, no good. Back down with it will come Abby. Here comes Jeff Norris. This time, Troy, instead of battling and playing that tight player defense all the way up the floor, they're going to drop back and pick up the coverage in the forecourt. Feed down to Seaver at the baseline, and as she tries a little jump shot, she gets fouled, I believe, by Harper Wettstein. Look at the college official comes over here toward the scorer's table. It's going to be foul number 2 for Harper Wettstein. Team foul 5 for Troy. Jocelyn sends a free throw on its way, but it won't quite go in. She's got one more shot coming up. And again, rotating in and out of the game. This time back in comes Macy Thompson for Abby Laird. Those two trade off often. Second free throw off to the right side. Rebound, Troy. 2 minutes of play in the first half. 22-21, Lady Chargers. Long two from the left side. Off the window. It almost goes in. Kicks back out. Claire Jobbins swoops it out. Claire into the forecourt. Stomps on top. Threads a needle with a pass over to the left side. And then the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. The crowd thought it was off Macy Thompson. And I thought maybe it was too. But the official right there said it's off the foot of a Trojan player. JC is going to have it at the baseline, and the inbound pass lopped way out on top between the circles, taken there by Seaver. Cross court will go to the left side. Claire Jobbins back over on the right to Clara Johnson. Outside the right block, Macy Thompson, and back on top. Here's a straightaway three. Got it. Claire Jobbins, third three of the game. 25-21, Jeff North. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Troy over to the right side. Ingeman will look into the middle. There's no room there. Kicks it down to the baseline where the running shot is up and short. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Jeff North flying into the forecourt. Here comes Claire Jovich. She'll weave her way over to the left side, kicking it there to Jocelyn Seaver right in front of the Trojan bench. A minute 10 to go in the first half. Left side, Macy Thompson kicks it down to the baseline. Cutting to the lane was Clara Johnson, but a defender slaps it out of bounds. Gracie Grable, Emerson Weber back into the game for Troy. And back in for JC and Abby Laird. Laird will take the inbound, and we've got 1 minute left in the half. Laird backs in. The defender loses her. The shot goes up, and it doesn't fall. Harper Weststein will clear it away. Back the other way. Here comes Troy. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. That was a very nice move by Weststein to kick the ball off a Jeff North player, keeping the Trojans in control. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Inbound it comes and out on top. Ingeman to the baseline. Here's Weststein. Another three. 13 already for Harper Weststein. 25-24. Chase the in by one. Half a minute to go in the half now. This game, no matter who goes in it with the lead at halftime, this game has been a close, close first half. Chargers right side. The jump shot is by Langley, and it rattles and bounces and goes up and in. As they danced all over the rim, but it'll be her 6 point, 27-24. 10 seconds left in the first. Pass comes out between the circles. Back over to the right side with four. Looking into the middle, there's nothing there. Out on top, the shot at the buzzer, off the mark, and we've come to halftime. It has been an entertaining first half of high school girls basketball. We'll be back to summarize a few. As they go to the locker room here in Winchester, it is Jeff North 27, Troy 24.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
2650. You what? Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hang on. Back with you here in Winchester. We just got to halftime, and Jeff, the County North Lady Chargers leading at 27-24. Quick recap of the first half scoring. For Troy, what a half for Harper Weststein, 13 points. Following her, you've got Carly Grable with 4-3 for Peyton Heinen. Two apiece, Allie Franken and also Nicole Judd. For J.C. Ian, what a half for Claire Jobbins. She had 9 on 3 threes. 7.5 for Abby Laird, dominating in the middle. Emily Langley coming off the bench for half a dozen, and Clara Johnson with 5. No player on either team in real foul trouble, coupled with 2. That's it. We're going to take a timeout. Second half of the ladies' game coming up here on Care Radio Live, and of course, then it'll be the guys' game. That's it. Halftime score, Winchester, Jeff North, Lady Chargers 27, Troy 24. We'll return, but right now, kicking it to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for You Betcha. It's another great halftime.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. at Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank the folks that called in and told us that we were having some on-air issues. I have tracked it down to a, well, it's called a switcher, and I've worked it. I've flipped the switchers myself, so we can bring you, again, JCN versus Troy basketball. Valley Falls and Donovan West are taking on each other tomorrow evening. The game has got a scheduled 6 p.m. tip-off. And then join us Saturday as we've got Benedictine at Clark with the ladies taking to the court at high noon. The men should take to the court right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the Loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. When you visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. They live, work, and play where you do. So you're seeing them at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing their kids on the park playground. USB employees believe they're stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why they hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why they love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, there's no other games in high school basketball in Northeast Kansas right now. I did want to point out on our MSC Sports website, we do, of course, have the Blast from the Past. This week it's Matt Maddox. We have Lillian Steinbach as one of the athletes of the week, as Matthew Garber is as well. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our final sign-up will be Friday, December 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Taco John's at 216 South 10th in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 23. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. 31 tomorrow, cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 19. Upper 20s Saturday, turning warmer on Sunday with highs in the mid-30s. Once again, lows level off around 23 tonight, high of 31 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And welcome back to that feature game, which is coming to you tonight from Winchester, Kansas, Jefferson County North, hosting Troy High School. Girls game gets set to go to the second half with the home team in front by a 27-24 margin. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing engineering, doing news, weather, probably, you know, maybe shoveling snow. No, that's not yet. Never mind. Don't say it. Pretend I didn't say that. Joseph in the studio. Thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here as the two teams huddled around their respective coaching staffs getting set to go out of the court for the second half. We've got a couple of different styles of basketball. For JCN, it's been, with the exception of three threes by Claire Jobbins, it's been pack it into the middle and score from the inside. For Troy, it's been get up and down and throw in the three. Harper Wedstein, how about that 13 in the first half already? Alternate possession will award the basketball to Jeff North. These two teams have their original starting fives out of the court to begin things, and we're underway. Siever, Jobbins, Thompson, Johnson, Laird for JCN. Wedstein, Franken, Grable, Pierce, Ingeman for Troy. Lady charges with the basketball. A little bounce pass down to the right side, right in front of Coach Steve Knoll and his bench. Here's a jumper from the outside for three. Does not go in. Jocelyn Siever coming down with a rebound, skips it back out on top. Here's a three from the right side, won't go in. Rebound slapped out on top, and a little race for control of the basketball. It's rolling her down on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds and going to come back in again to Jefferson County North. That was a nice job by Claire Johnson, not giving up on the play, and when she realized that it was going to be a 50-50 if she had dove for the ball to try to rescue it in, but she saw that it was off of a Troy player. She just kind of boxed it out and let it roll out of bounds. Chargers back up court with it. Top side. That's going to be Clara. Feeds in the middle of Abby. Back over to the left. Stepping inside the circle. The 12-footer is off the rim. Nope. Rebound. Macy follows it home. Macy Thompson with that has her first point tonight. 29-24. JCN up 5. We're a little over a minute into the second half. Troy with their first offensive possession of the second half. And that's a long three. Coming up just a little bit short. Rebounding it down is Macy. Here comes JCN. Clara Johnson into the forecourt. The ball's going to be batted away and rescued in the backcourt by Clara. She'll swing it left side. Jocelyn with it. Goes long cross court. Called in over here by Claire. Baseline three, nope, rebound, tipped around on the floor. It's going to be saved. Here comes Harper Wedstein. Troy will come up with it to drive to the other end of the floor, and the shot is up and good by Peyton Ingeman. Peyton has her fifth point of the game, 29-26, Jeff North. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. The pass in the middle for Laird is knocked free. Here comes Troy with the basketball. Franken dumps it over to the right side. Pushes it back off on top. Squaring up. Shooting a three. It's going to be off the mark. And rebounding it down. Abby Laird. Abby out there having a really strong game for JCN. Both into the floor. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Left side Seaver. The feet of the left block. Back on top. The straightaway three. Nailed it. Clara Johnson hits the three. Lady Chargers go up 32-26, up a half a dozen. It is their largest lead. 5:20 left, third quarter. Back to the right side. Passing up a three-point shot. Sure, it looked like they were going to take that shot, then just didn't quite have the confidence to put it up. They will lean in. Shot blocked by Macy, and they're going to call a foul. The official from the back side of the play calls the second foul of the game on Macy Thompson. First foul of the second half by either team. Coming to the line with 5:04 to go in the third quarter for Troy will be sophomore Allie Franken. Allie has 2 points in the game. Her first free throw of the night is up and good. And Jocelyn will come out, and Jason is again going to take that tall lineup, bringing Emily Langley in for her. One more shot. Allie, perfect. Left-handed shooter, hits them both, making it 32-28. We go inside 5 minutes of play in the third. The Chargers will reestablish the control of the basketball in the forecourt. Way up outside on the top is going to be Clara. The feed across to the left side. Abby got pushed. Couldn't get the bucket to fall, but she'll come to the line for two. Fisher walking out to the top will let us know. It'll be foul number one by Carly Grable for Troy. Team fouls even up at one apiece. We haven't seen a lot of fouls in the game tonight. Abby at the free throw line. That one won't go in. She was one of two in the first half. Make her now one of three on the evening with 7 points. Abby, the junior center. This one rims all the way around. Does not go in either. Here comes Troy. Harper Wettstein with the basketball. Harper just kind of lopes her way into the forecourt. Kicks it between the circles to Ingeman. Peyton will dish it over to the left. Baseline. Here's a three. Got it. From the left corner, Allie Franken hits the three. She's got 5 in the third quarter, 7 in the game. And it is a 1-point contest, 32-31. Chargers with a three on the other end. Does not go down. Rebound, Troy. Lady Trojans with a chance to retake a lead. And as this shot goes up, we're going to have another Jeff North foul. Whistle is going to be on Macy Thompson. And Macy's the first player to be in a little bit of a foul trouble here. That'll be her third foul tonight. Free throw. Yes. So that one is up and good. And I just shut Ice's microphone off, so that I don't... Probably a great idea, don't you think? No? Free throws up to get them both. So Grable will hit a pair of free throws. It is now, or rather one, yeah, both free throws. It's 33-32. And Chasey trails by one. 7-0 run right now for Troy. And we go inside 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Back out on top. Here's a three. Launch. Doesn't drop. Rebound, Troy. Batted around. Batted around. Stolen by Laird. She'll go up and get fouled. That was excellent work by Abby Laird. She was just not going to give up on that ball, give up on that play. She stayed after it, kept it alive. Second foul for Carly Grable for Troy. Free throw. Yeah. Abby, 8 points now. We're even at 33. Second free throw for the lead. Gets it. So Abby with 9 points puts Jason in front, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break. Joseph at 3:47 to go. We're still in the third quarter of the ladies' game, where it's now Jeff North 34, Troy 33.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Welcome again, playing for Troy as we come back to action. Jefferson County North has dropped back, setting up their zone on the other end of the court. Drive into the middle of the lane. The ball's going to be batted free. Throw the ground on the floor and picked up by Clara Johnson. Jason is going to take it the other way. Clara coming off the court. Jason in the home whites. Troy in the traveling blue. In the middle it goes to Laird. Back out on top. Three-point shot. Cut loose and scored by Clara Johnson. Clara. Couple of threes in the third quarter, now with 11 in the game, 37-33. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Troy's done a great job of not letting JCN put together that substantial lead, that kind of a lead that you're really pushing the rock up the hill. They've stayed close. When JCN would forge a bit of a lead, they come right back. They need a bucket right here. The 15-foot shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound off the floor, followed up, count the bucket. For Harper Wettstein, her first point of the second half, and she's at 15. 37-35. Jeff North has the ball and leads it by a pair. This time the cross-court pass stolen. Trojans with it. Allie Franken comes up court. It's going to be lost out of play. Chargers are going to get it back, or rather, Torrey's going to get it back in. Touchline for the Chargers. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Troy will make a substitution. Allie Franken will come out for Gracie Grable. Wonder if her friends call her Gigi. I bet so. I would think so. 2.5 to go. Here's a feed over just inside the block left side. Halfway out, spins up, hits the backboard, and comes back in. Nice shot there, and it is now 37-37. Jeff North is going to rotate Laird and Macy Thompson again. And it'll be Langley to inbound it. Jeff North with the basketball on their offensive end. Tied at 37. Little turnaround shot. Good for two. Clara Johnson having an explosive third quarter. 8 in the quarter now at 13 tonight. 39-37. Lady Chargers. And as the ball is fed into the middle, it is stolen by Jocelyn Seaver, and they thought she got pushed, but as she stumbles to the floor, they call her for a travel. No foul called. Back it comes to Troy. Troy's going to bring Nicole Judd back in. We've got less than 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of this high school girls game. Cross court is going to go. Wettstein feeds it to the right side to Judd. Back out tops is going to come. They work it over to the left edge to Engelman. And her cross-court pass, nicely fielded by Dave over there. Well done. Guy's got basketball skills. And here comes Jeff North. Some really intense pressure on the inbound being applied now by Troy. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter, 39-37. Jeff North in front here visiting Troy. Inbound it comes. Herrick drives down the left side, slowing up, cutting right, stopping in the lane, backing it off on top. And the Chargers are going to reset the offense. For a minute, I thought Claire was going to drive all the way to the hoop. Didn't. Now feeds back, and a rainbow shot by Macy Thompson for two. 41-37. Chargers in front with a minute 20 left, third quarter. Casey will stick with his defense. Back around the right side, they're going to go. To the left, they swing the defense a little bit side to side, and as the shot goes up, the official said, there was a travel. It's that famous squaring up that trail foot. Back in comes Abby Laird. Just over a minute left, third quarter, 41-37. Chargers with the ball in the lead. Jocelyn has it in the backcourt. Gets it to Abby. They got to get this thing across the timeline sooner than later. And Coach Knoll says, I got to burn a timeout here. You're going to turn it over. We're going to take a break with JCN. Joseph, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. It remains Lady Chargers 31, Lady Trojans, rather 41, Trojans 37.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, we'll see if Coach Knoll is able to square up an inbound play, getting it across midcourt. Jeff North will put it in play and across the timeline to come with the outlet pass. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-37 JC. Another ball is going to be batted free, stolen away. Claire will lose it. Down the right side is going to come Ingham, and she'll drive and shoot and score. So Ingham hits the bucket. And now another inbound pass stolen. We saw this happen several times earlier in the game. JCN having a problem getting it in play. 41-39, half a minute left in the third. The Troy defense, when it swarms, very, very good. They are quick, play hard. Chargers will bring it off on top. Player Jobin gives it to Abby at the free throw line. Has it knocked away from behind, and they're going to say she got fouled. Abby Laird climbs back to her feet. Got to be the first foul by Peyton Ingeman. 3 second-half fouls by each team. 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Chargers will bring it in under the bucket, and the shot goes up. Won't go, but a foul again. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Langley. She was fouled by McKenzie. McKenzie Christensen has her third foul. Coming to the line, Emily. Hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. This one is going to be short. JCN has not been, let's say, not been red hot at the free throw line. 3 of 9, and that was good. 4 of 10. So Emily with 7 points, 42-39. Quickly, a chance for a tie with a long shot. The pass goes into the middle. JCN bats it away, and the time expires before the shot gets launched. We've come to the end of the third quarter in Winchester. Fourth quarter coming up. It'll be a good one. After three, Jefferson County North, 42. The Troy Lady Trojans, 39.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Through three quarters, Troy is being led in scoring by Harper Wettstein. She is at 15 points in the game. For Jefferson County North, the double-figure scoring leader is Clara Johnson with 13. Fouls, a little bit of an issue, nothing really, really severe. JCN's got Macy Thompson with 3 for Troy. You've got 3 on McKenzie Christensen. Lady Chargers back out of the court with Macy Thompson, Claire Jobbins. We've got Abby Laird out there, Clara Johnson, and Jocelyn Siever. So for Coach Steve Knoll, the original starting five. For Troy, McKenzie Christensen on the court with Nicole Judd. A couple of young players. They're out there with Peyton Ingeman, Harper Wettstein, and rounding it out, Emerson Weber. So right now, Coach Jasper has only 2 of his starting 5 out there. 17-foot runner hits the back of the rim. A long, long rebound. Shot goes up and blocked And now the rebound will roll out of bounds, having been touched last by Jeff North. 7.5 to go in the ballgame. Two players slow to climb to their feet now underneath the goal. Abby Laird walks away, and she's walking away kind of slowly, looking to shake it off. Story player, she's on her feet. She's also trying to get rid of the effects of that tumble to the floor by both of them. 7.5 to go. And it is going to be Troy basketball at their offensive end. They'll quickly bring it into the left side out near the three-point circle, but dribble it off on top, dump it back over to the edge to Wettstein. She was hot early. She'll go for a three here, and another one good. Wow, Harper Wettstein, 18 points now, and it's 42-42. 7:14 left. The shot by the Chargers misses. Rebound, Troy. This game has been tied. I'd have to count probably 7 or 8 times. It had some lead changes, and now as the shot is taken by Troy, we will have a foul and free throws coming. It'll be the second foul this evening for Jeff North's Emily Langley. Troy coming to the line. Allie Franken knocks it in there. Allie, with 8 points now, is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And Troy is going to bring Carly Grable back in. Long, hard look at it. His second free throw rolls around and in. And Allie will hit them both, giving her 9 points and giving her team a 2-point lead at 44-42. Chargers again having trouble with the full court pressure. The ball is going to be batted away and then lost out of bounds. Doing a good job getting a hand on it was Nicole Judd, but she was not able to get up there and pull the ball back in. Chargers are going to have it with 6:51 left. It'll come in play at the base of the bench. Now, the inbound and the driving layup won't roll in for Claire. Rebounding it down, Troy. Back up before they come. Here comes Wettstein. She goes coast to coast. Driving layup misses, and a rebound, and a foul. Or is they going to call a jump ball here? They're not going to call a foul. Two players coming down with it, and they say a jump ball possession will come JCN. Jocelyn Sieber exits the game for a little while, and back into the lineup will come Abby Laird. 6.5 to go in the ball game. 44-42, Troy. Casey Thompson will take it. Gets it back to Abby. Laird in the backcourt, swings it over to Clara Johnson, and she'll casually dribble it across the timeline. Pulls up her dribble while standing in the center circle, kicks it over to the right side to Claire. Thomas comes out on top, the feed over to the left side to Macy, comes back out on top. They pass underneath, trying to get it to Abby Laird. It's going to be branded free, rolling around, stolen away by the Trojans. Troy with the basketball, leading by 2 with 6 minutes left. Baseline jump shot, good for 2, and they'll say she traveled. We've seen this call, and by the way, pretty much has been exactly the right call. It frustrates the players a little bit, but again, when you go for that jump shot, and you're wide, wide open, and you think, man, I just got to square up a little bit, get that really solid look. And now here the inbound pass is stolen by Troy. The shot misses. And a rebound down to JCN's Claire Johnson, and they'll call her having been fouled in the backcourt. Harper Wettstein, foul number 3 for Troy. And it's going to be Troy's, what, 5th foul in the second half? 5:58 to go. Still a 44-42 lead, Lady Trojans. JCN is going to bring it in against intense pressure. Flying up the floor, Claire. She'll go to the right side, hits the brakes, kicks it down to the baseline to Clara. Back to Claire. She'll square up for the 3. It's going to be short. And then the rebound will be lost out of play off Troy. 2-point game. It felt like it was going to be closed here this evening, and it's been absolutely that. Comes out on top to Abby Laird. She'll go into the lane, and she will be fouled coming to the line. Allie Franken, foul number 1 tonight. And Troy, it's a half a dozen, and that's a big number because not only are they shooting on the 6th free throw, couple of shots here for Abby. First one doesn't go. But every foul for the bounce of the ball game is going to be shot. Abby has 9 points tonight. The second free throw hits the back. A long carom away. We better go back down. Here comes Troy. It is still a 44-42 Lady Trojan lead. Now with 5.5 to play. JC is sticking with his defense. They flex it radically from one side to another, but again, doing their best to, and haven't been very successful at keeping Trojans out of the middle. The feed left side. Troy has been able to connect on some long shots, however. Now the ball goes to the left side of the lane, batted free, saved by Troy. Comes back out on top. 5 minutes left. The running jump shot up, nope, rebound slapped out of bounds. It'll be off Jeff North. Troy will be having it back in play with 5 minutes to go. Down to their offensive end. Big crowd, relatively quiet, though. They're not making a ton of noise here. I think so intense has been this game. And so closely, everybody's watching it, that they're into the game and not making a lot of noise in the process. Here's a 12-foot jump shot, short, and a rebound pulled down by Jefferson County North. Lady Chargers will bring it up the floor. Running shot in the lane. Rolls and rattles and goes in. Clara Johnson with 15. And we're tied again as the timeout taken by Troy. Joseph, a break at 4:38 to go in the game. It's a good one. JCN and Troy, we are even at 44.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
It is a 44-44 ball game. Welcome back here to Winchester, Kansas. Can you hear that thing yet? There you go. 44-44. Fouls, half a dozen committed by Troy. That will have JC in the 1-1 for the rest of the game. Only four fouls have been committed by JC so far here in the second half. Macy Thompson has three fouls for Jeff North. For Troy, three apiece on Mackenzie Christensen and Harper Wettstein. As we come back on the floor, it is going to be Troy basketball as they put it in play from the backcourt. JC is going to go all the way to the other end and set up their defense. Clock begins to run, 4.5 minutes left. Trojans into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the left side to Allie Franken. Back out between the circles is going to be Ingeman. Payton brings it out on top, Allie Franken. Franken standing right on the three-point line. We'll dump it over to the left side of the baseline. Jump shot is up, no good. Abby Laird with another rebound. Tell you what, Abby Laird has 9 points, and I think she's up 1 point away from a double-double tonight. She has been really, really good. Macy Thompson at the free throw line with a back to the rim. They'll lob it underneath. Laird back out on top. It comes. 3-point shot off the rim. Once and straight up and in. Clara Johnson. 18 points now. Lady Chargers back up by three, 47-44, 3:40 left. Trojans will work the outside. Chargers stick with the zone D. Round to the left is going to come Harper Wettstein. She's been fantastic tonight. 3-point shot right side for Troy off the mark. And as Wettstein goes in for the rebound, we've got contact, a whistle, and a foul. And that will be the third foul for Emily Langley. Emily picking up her third. JCN will have its fourth second half foul. 3:29 to go in the game. It will be Trojan basketball with their offensive baseline. Bringing it in again is going to be Harper. But Stein gets it in, and now it's going to be thrown away out on top. Picked up by JCN. Into the forecourt with the ball. It's going to be Claire. Chavez out on top. An uncontested three. That one won't go. And the long rebound is going to be hauled in by Peyton Engelman. Feed down the left side. Shot blocked out of bounds. Oh, Emily Langley getting up. You can hear the reaction of her teammates to our right as we're going to get a timeout, Troy. Taking a break with Coach Jasper at 3:11 to go in the ballgame. It remains Chubb North 47, Troy 44.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Jefferson County North out on the court, and it's going to be Macy Thompson and Claire Jobbins, Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. For the Trojans, putting it in play is going to be Allie Franken. Franken will be out there with Peyton Engelman. Who else am I going to spot out there? Looks like, is that McKenzie back in the game? Maybe McKenzie Christensen. Of course, you're going to see Harper Wettstein out there. And running it out, Emerson Weber. Here we go with 3:11 to play in the game. Troy with the basketball, trailing by three. Inbound it comes, and top side it'll go. Skip pass over to the right side just inside the circle, but no room to get a shot away. They'll reverse the ball and take it back around to the left side in front of the Troy bridge. Now starting to drive into the lane. No room. The kick back on top. JC doing a fantastic job with that zone. Here's a 16-foot jumper. Rainbow up and good. Allie Franken showing a lot of fortitude, getting her 11th point. And it is now 47-46. 2:40 to play. The feet across for JC and the pass too tall. Taken away by Troy. Here come the Trojans. 2.5 minutes left. Troy down the right side. Shot partially deflected. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And another block by Emily Langley. Harper Wettstein puts it in play at the baseline. Troy has the ball down one. Right side with it is going to be Harper. She works in. Now feeds out of top. 16-footer wide left. Rebound tipped out. Wettstein gets the tip. She's got 20. And Troy goes in front. It is 48-47 and 2:10 left. And the ball is going to be stolen away from Clara. The turnover. Here's the drive the other way. The layup is good. Wettstein with 22. JC and having trouble still getting the ball up court. And we get a timeout called by Jeff North. So JC and, who was ahead moments ago, finding themselves trailing in the game. We'll see what they cook up during this timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with a minute 51 left in the contest. Now Troy 50, Jeff North 47.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Whether here in Winchester, Kansas, the end of the ladies' game in sight, the outcome is nowhere near decided. Jefferson County North putting the ball in play, but finding themselves down by three. Minute 47 to go. They come into the forecourt. Feed over to the right side. Laird. She will turn. She will shoot. She will score as easily as that. Abby Laird in double figures now. It is 50-49. Minute 40 to play. Troy to the right side. Now be interested to see how aggressive they are here in the late moments of the game with a one-point lead. They're just going to work the ball and kind of put this thing in the fridge a little bit. They continue to back away. chip pass to the free throw line. Earlier in the game, they might have thought about forcing a shot up there. Did not do it this trip down. Here's Ingeman with it at a minute 10 to go. The pass to the free throw line, the 15-footer, got it. The bucket up and in. And it is now 52-49. 55 seconds left. Chase in. Here's a three for Abby. It's going to be short. And a rebound cleared down Troy. And a foul on the upcourt play. Jocelyn quickly to the scorer's table, and she's going to come back into the lineup. JCN making a little offense-defense switch here with 46 seconds left, and we get another timeout. We're going to do it, Joseph. 46 seconds to go in the girls' game. It's Troy 52, Jeff North 49.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
We're at Winchester with only 46 seconds to play here in the girls' game. It is a 52-49 lead for Troy over JCN. And not only does Troy have the lead, but very importantly, they have the basketball. They'll get it in play and into the forecourt. I think that they were, that Coach Noah was hoping that they were going to be able to trap him in the backcourt. Did not now as the ball goes into the corner. JCN will collapse the defense, and then they will commit a foul. It'll be team foul five or six now. Is that going to be five? Let me count it here. It's going to be against Claire. One, two, three. That's team foul six. Troy's going to bring back into the lineup Shea Pierce. Here's a feed down to the baseline, and the layup will miss. JCN comes up with it. Point-blank layup, and it just would not fall. And now we have a huge collision on the other end of the floor as Peyton Ingeman went headlong to try to come up with a steal. Ingeman will have her second foul of the game, and it'll be 1-1 for JCN. So for Troy, it could have been worse than that. I mean, they are at the line. It is only a 1-1. And with a three-point lead, there's no way that JCN takes the lead or even ties the game at this free throw line appearance. The first shot is good. Double digits now for Lady Chargers, Claire Jobbins, the senior. One more look at it. The gym's quiet. The free throw's good. Claire has 11. And we're going to get another timeout taken. There is a lot of chess playing going on here. It's a big moves to make. Joseph taking a break. 31 seconds to go in the game. Troy 52, Jeff North 51.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Who's coming out of the court? First of all, for the Lady Trojans, we're going to have Emerson Weber out there. Harper Wettstein putting the ball in play in the backcourt is going to be Allie Franken. She's going to be looking here for Peyton Engelman, and the ball is going to come into Wettstein. Rounding out the group is going to be Carly Grable, and on the upcourt play, we will have a J.C. and foul. This one is going to be on Joslyn. That was her job, picking up only her first foul, and they're going to put Troy at the free throw line, but they put up a really good shooter in Harper Wettstein. Harper with 22 points tonight. However, come to the line for the 1-1 here. She has not had a free throw yet tonight. You got to think she's a good shooter, but that one will not go in. Rebounding it down, JC in. Chargers come down with the basketball. Up court, the pass will come into the forecourt. JC in. Claire goes right side. Four defenders around her. Beats it across. Macy's layup will not fall, but she gets fouled. Four defenders wrapped around Claire. She had to know there was some people open and just kind of launched it across the floor where nothing but her teammates is hanging out. It'll be the third foul of the game for Grable and a couple of free throws here for Macy. First one rolls out. No good. It is still a 1-point Troy lead. Coach Snow is going to make a substitution that does not. And before the second free throw, we're going to get a timeout by Coach Jasper. Okay, that was, and the officials coming to the scores table to establish the fact that was the final timeout of the game for Troy. Joseph, we're taking the last break. 16 seconds to go in the game. It's 52-51, Troy by one.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. With you here in Winchester, big free throw coming up at the line for JC and Macy Thompson. Again, the gym grows quiet. The free throw is good. Macy hits the second, and Coach Snow will make the offense-defense switch. Laird is out. Seaver is in. It is 52-52. 16 seconds. Here comes Troy. Over to the left side. Driving to the baseline. The runner. It's good. Wettstein hits the bucket. And JCN is going to get their last time out of the game. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. This ball is going to be coming to play. Where are they going to call it at? They're going to stay right in front of the Troy bench. Now, here's one of the massive, massive differences between college basketball and high school basketball. This is a college game. One of the techniques the coaches use by calling the timeout is the ball is still deep in the backcourt. Matter of fact, before it even comes in, they advance the inbound to midcourt. In high school, the ball will be put in play where it was at when the timeout was called. So for JCN, that's going to cost them, on the floor, 30 feet, you know? So they are just at the end of the Troy bench. 54-52, Troy in front. And Harper Wettstein doing what she's done all night, hitting that crucial shot, getting her 24th point tonight. Troy is going to be out there with Weber and Franken, Engelman, Wettstein, and covering on the inbound is going to be Grable. JCN looking to go into the forecourt. They will. They'll bring it off on top to the right side with four. With three. Falling away. Off balance shot. Misses. Tipped out. That's it. Troy wins it. Final score tonight. Troy 54, Jeff North 52, and we'll be back to summarize right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison. Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in a checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all they have to offer at Union State Bank of Atchison. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB to discuss which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. Ladies game just wrapping up. What a thrilling contest. And Troy able to eke out the 54-52 win. They're going to move their record now to 2-3 on the season. JC will go to 1-2. Recap of the scoring for you for Troy. There's no question that your Bank of Atchison player of the game here tonight is Harper Wettstein, the freshman. 8 in the first quarter, 13 at halftime, ends the game with 24 points, including the final shot of the game that gave her team the winning margin. Following her, also double figures, was Allie Franken with 11, 7 tonight for Peyton Ingeman. You had Carly Grable with 6 and 2 apiece for Nicole Judd and Mackenzie Christensen. For JCN, 3 double-digit scores, led by Clara Johnson with 18. 11 apiece for both Abby Laird and Claire Johnson. 7 tonight. Emily Langley off the bench and 3 for Macy Thompson. We're going to take a little bit of a break. The guys' teams just now headed out on the court. And we will have boys' high school basketball coming up shortly here on CARE Radio. They haven't started the time clock yet, so I can't give you a precise time, but just stick right around there. Joseph's going to guide you right in. Just like an instrument landing system, man. There's going to be no room for error. Joseph taking good care of you. Final score again to the ladies' contest. Troy 54, JCN 52. We'll be back with the guys' game, but first, we'll return to the CARE Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.